It is an important stage. It's a big, big year for the world of rugby union, isn't it, with the World Cup on offer. And, of course, there's only five test matches for the Wallabies before the start of the World Cup. But first up, it's the Super Rugby season. It kicks off nice and early. The New South Wales Waratahs in action at Brookvale Oval in round number one. And Chris Whittaker, their assistant coach, joins us. G'day, Chris.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, good, good. It is a big year for rugby, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a long one. Got the World Cup obviously coming up. So, I think, I don't know whether it's starting off a bit earlier this year, but first games this weekend down at Brookie.
Hey, Chris, we were talking earlier, and I think New Zealand franchises have done it with success, obviously, over the last couple of World Cups, but resting players. Do you guys have a plan with those guys who will be involved in the World Cup, or, you know, highly likely to be involved in the World Cup later in the year? Do you have a plan about when you will rest them, or are you going to just look at how things play out during the course of the season?
No, there's obviously a plan. I mean, you've got to look at the load management of some of those players. You know, we're lucky enough to have a fair few of those guys in our team. So
yeah,
and guys who have played a fair few minutes over the last few years. So there's a plan put together by with us and the Wallaby guys. But I suppose with anything, things can change, but at the moment there's a plan in place, so we'll see how we go.
And a little bit of a bonus, I think we all expected it to happen, but always good as a fillip for the team when a bloke like Israel Folau extends not only for the Wallabies for a further 4 years, Chris, but also for the New South Wales Waratahs for a further 4 years.
Yeah, it's big news for us and Australian rugby, I suppose, but he's a special talent. You just see some of the things he does at training. He's world class, and the more players you can get like that, the better. Yeah, we're lucky enough to have Johnny Folau as well in the team, two of them together. So hopefully we can get them both on the field this year.
I've seen him a bit in action in some lower grade rugby league. How's his pre-season been, John Folau?
Yeah, he's been really good. He got a bit of a knock in the arm early on, so he's kind of kept him out of a bit of contact work. But he's picked it up really easily. Like, he's keen to learn. He's an athlete. He's a big boy and he runs well with the ball. So I think everyone's pretty keen to get him out there and give him a go.
Carmichael Hunt is a big name and in many ways controversial inclusion for the Waratahs. How have you found Carmichael in his preparation for 2019?
Yeah, he's been one of the standouts for us. He's played both the trial matches for us, and he just gives us something different in that midfield. As you said before, it's a long year. It's an important year for a lot of guys as well. So to have that depth, especially with Adam Ashley Cooper coming back as well, and some of the young guys who are coming through as well, it's going to be good to have many guys who can play in a lot of different positions. Because this year, as I said, we're going to need them all.
All right. So you got, I guess, where will Kirtley play, mate?
Predominantly he's a 12.
Yeah.
But the beauty with Kirtley is he's so good with ball in hand and a bit of space. So you can play him at 15. You can play him at 10. So he's quite versatile. So,
where's Israel's best position?
Well, he likes to play at 15, but everyone's different. I think he's a world-class 15. So, I think you'd be mad not to play him there. But at the same time, with the amount of quality players we've got, for me, the back three there, you pick your best back three and they're quite dangerous and they can do what they want. They roam around and get their hands on the ball as much as they like. But, I think he's a world-class 15. He's probably one of the best guys in the air. Contesting the ball, so I think it'd be mad not to have him out there somewhere.
So who is that back three? If you're looking at Adam Ashley Cooper and Curtis Rona with Israel Folau, is that what we're looking at?
Well, we've got Cam Clark, we've got Alex Newsome as well. Adam Ashley Cooper plays in the centres, Curtis Rona plays in the centres. So I suppose that's one of the beauties. And then you've got Carmichael Hunt, who plays 12 and 15 as well. So as I said before, we're going to need a fair bit of depth this year and a bit of versatility because, we're going to be resting, or not so resting, but managing guys' loads. So, Adam Ashley Cooper will play a couple of games on the wing in the centres. Curtis Rona the same. At the moment, it's pretty hotly contested. There's some guys that haven't actually played a trial match this year, so it's going to be interesting this first game against the Hurricanes.
Who's leading the number nine battle? A couple of good ones there, Nick Phipps and Jake Gordon.
Yeah, we've got Mitch Short as well. So, actually, Phipps's got a bit of an issue with his calf, so he'll miss the first trial. But the first game. So Jake Gordon and Mitch Shorter in line for that starting role there. And then hopefully Phipps will be back in a week or two. So, we're lucky enough to have two Wallaby players there with Mitch Short kind of coming straight up behind them.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Chris Whittaker there, the assistant coach of the New South Wales Waratahs, and tickets are selling. Looks like a sellout too for Brookvale Oval, which is great against the Hurricanes. And, geez, it's a shame that Bodine Barrett's not playing for the Hurricanes this weekend.
Chris, you there?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I was breaking away. Yeah, lucky for some, but for us,
I said it tongue-in-cheek.
He's on his honeymoon, so, yeah, good luck to him. It's a good time for us, so hopefully a few of these guys get stay away and don't get to play. But, yeah, as you said, it should be a good one down Brookie. It's always a good atmosphere. It's it's a good little ground down there, so hopefully we pack it out and get some good crowd down there and good atmosphere.
There's newspaper article today, a bit of concern around the state of the actual pitch itself. Have you, the staff gone over and had a look at that? Any concerns from your point of view, Chris?
No, I understand a few years ago there was an issue, but they fixed it up. But, they've been talking with the groundsman down there and the council and stuff, and we've been down to check it out. There's no problem with it, so the game will go ahead. 100% fixed play.
Yeah, I mean, Manly don't get to train on it. Do you guys get to train on it before you play?
Yeah, I think we'll get down and do the captain's club on Friday. Right. Yeah, so I'll have a look at it. But we've had guys down there check it out, so it's not an issue. It's all good.
Hey, Chris, big moment in Australian rugby in a World Cup year. Stephen Larkham has been... Rugby Australia's pushed him sideways to a position with Elite Pathways. It's clear that there's a falling out there between Michael Checker and Stephen Larkham. I know you would have played with Steve Larkham. You probably played with Michael Checker at Randwick there. What was your take on that situation with the Australian rugby team and what they're trying to do with the Wallabies in this World Cup year?
Well, I think they're probably trying to change things up, I suppose. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't have a great year last year. And they probably thought the change was needed, so I think they made a change. I haven't spoke to any of the guys involved, but, yeah, unfortunately, that's rugby. I've just come from France, and, coaches get sacked. Not so much sacked, but moved aside every second week. And it's just a part and parcel of the game, unfortunately.
You're not old enough to have played with Czech, are you?
Yeah, I played with Czech.
Yeah, you would have played with Czech at Randwick.
Yeah, I played down at Randwick with Czech, and then... That's the reason I went overseas as well.
You've held your age better.
Was that to get away from Michael Checker?
No, I actually went over with him. I went to Dublin.
Hey, Chris, we thank you so much for your time this morning and good luck at Brookvale Oval come the weekend against the Hurricanes.
Thanks, guys. Plenty of guys down there.
Look forward to it. Tickets are available, but they're looking like a good crowd there. $3.30 outside is the Waratahs against the Hurricanes, who have got a red-hot team, $1.33. It's not quite as red-hot as it was with Bodie Barrett in it, but their replacements, their depth, they're quite incredible there, and the Waratahs are the outsiders at $3.30. And
hopefully there's about 17 Hurricanes players at the wedding reception, too.
It just seems very, very difficult for some people to grow grass. Now, I'm no green thumb.
Right.
But with all this heat, humidity, the rain we're getting, if you can't grow grass at the moment, you should turn your brief in.
How's your lawn going? My lawn's looking as best it's ever
You
looked.
Can watch, you can see the grass growing.
Yes.
If you look long enough.
So is there an issue there? Remember there was an issue with the turn of some... bug was
nematode.
It was in the
maybe a nematode.
Maybe a nematode down at Brookvale. Brookvale.
I mean,
it's a council run. It's council
nothing's
run.
Nothing's happened
too.
On Brookie since what?
Well, we don't know. How much traffic does Brookie get?
Well, they don't play cricket there or anything.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
They might play AFLX there. Don't know. What happens on Brookvale Oval in the summer? Can anyone tell me?
Dogs walk on it.
Well, there you go. That explains it.
Jeez, I don't know. You'd think they'd just be flat out keeping the grass under control. They can't grow it at the moment.
You'd start mowing at one end, and by the time you finish, you had to start again.